198 million U.S. voters' data has been exposed. The U.S. warns of North Korean cyber attacks. A hacker pleads guilty to attacks on military. And the CIA hacks routers with cherry blossom. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morrison. This is ThreatWire for June 20th, 2017. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. Real quick, make sure to subscribe and hit that little notification bell button to see the show as soon as it goes live, and check out patreon.com/threatwire to see how you can support the show. It's a really great way to contribute to lots of your favorite podcasts and other artists. And now, on to the news. Over 198 million U.S. citizens had their data exposed due to a marketing firm called Deep Root Analytics, which was contracted by the Republican National Committee to analyze audiences for potential political advertisements, left a slew of information on a publicly facing Amazon S3 storage server. DRA, for short, confirmed the data that was theirs on Monday morning. This is over 60% of the U.S. population, including home addresses, birth dates, phone numbers, religious affiliations, ethnicities, and possible stances on really hot political topics. The URL was not password protected, so anybody who found the URL could view over a terabyte of data on citizens, and it was discovered by a cyber risk analyst at UpGuard. The kind of data is not surprising for a marketing firm, to be honest, but the amount is. Most of the data was funneled through Republican super PACs and other aggregate data firms to form a huge whopping database of people. Other data included in this breach are files on presidential candidates from 2016, files on several different organizations and lobbyists, political advertisements, and more. Similarly, the Obama administration used this kind of data collection technique in a smaller format during their own campaign many years ago, but that data was never exposed to the internet. According to Deep Root Analytics founder Alex Lundry, the company had updated the security settings for access to stored data on June 1st, and the data was accessed after that time by the security researcher on accident. It was publicly available for 12 whole days on the open web before being fixed, but obviously the damage could have already been done. Deep Root Analytics does not believe they were hacked, and the only person to gain access to the data supposedly was the security researcher. DRA later admitted fault by claiming full responsibility for the exposed data of almost every single voter in the United States. We've heard the name Lazarus Group or Keepers of the Peace before, but now they are known under a new name called Hidden Cobra. According to statements by the DHS and the FBI in the United States, this group of state-sponsored attackers has been compromising media, financial, aerospace, and critical infrastructure targets since 2009 with DDoS botnets, keyloggers, rats, and malware. Some attacks included exfiltration of data, while other ones were just disruptive. Their plan of attack usually includes targeting users with Adobe Flash vulnerabilities, which why are people still using Adobe Flash, and older Windows operating systems. Yes, I know there's reasons, that was rhetorical, by the way. The two agencies determined Hidden Cobra to be the culprits due to IP addresses used for the group's botnet called Delta Charlie. The report included technical analysis of data in a report called the Novetta's Operation Blockbuster Destructive Malware Report, which is all linked below. Their announcement is directed at administrators at these kind of infrastructure companies that were targeted to warn them about the IPs that should be on a watch list in case of malicious activity. They also recommended updating to the most recent patched operating systems and applications and to take precautions with admin privileges. Now, if Lazarus sounded familiar, that is because we previously reported on their ties to the Swift banking hack, which was last year, and most recently they have also been tied to WannaCry, which hit global targets just a few weeks ago. According to the UK National Crime Agency, a 25-year-old hacker named Sean Caffrey has admitted to stealing user accounts from the U.S. military communication systems to include usernames and email addresses of at least 800 users of satellite communications. Investigators also found a text and photos posted on Pastebin around the time of the attack, including full names, phone numbers, email addresses, and usernames of different servicemen. This happened way back in June of 2014, and he was originally arrested in 2015 after data showed the hack originated from his connection, and forensics also found the stolen data on his own hard drive. Damages are said to be over 600,000 $100,000, according to the U.S. DOD. His sentencing will take place August 14th after he admitted guilty under the Computer Misuse Act of Britain. In our ongoing story regarding WikiLeaks Vault 7 releases of CIA documents, new files codenamed Cherry Blossom detail how the CIA has been targeting wireless routers and access points to monitor internet activity and deploy software exploits. The project was implemented with help from the Stanford Research Institute International. The AP is compromised by the CIA when Cherry Blossom is used as a man-in-the-middle attack to upgrade the firmware to exploitable malware instead. Once compromised, the router AP will send out beacons to a CIA-owned server, which will then collect logs about the network. This can include just router information or more information such as email addresses, chat usernames, VoIP numbers, MAC addresses, and so on and so forth. A web interface then allows the attacker to make administrative changes to the router as they please. The attacker would not need physical access to a device to pull off the attack, and the firmware would work with hundreds of different Wi-Fi router models, including ones from Belkin, Linksys, Apple, Asus, and more. Thank you again to all the wonderful, amazing people out there who contribute to patreon.com/threatwire. If you can spare a bit of change, it all helps to keep Threatwire completely independent and ad-free. We now have an audio-only RSS feed just for patrons, early content, early access, everything just for our patrons. We might even feature your fur baby in an upcoming episode just like these ones. Remember, patrons, to share your favorite security-focused news stories in the Patreon community tab to get featured in the show. And of course, if you cannot donate, that's totally cool too. You can hit that little subscribe button or the little notification bell icon, or you can share this episode on your favorite social media page and make sure to use the hashtag ThreatWire so that we can see it and we might even retweet you. With that, I am Shannon Morris and I will see you on the internet. Oh, it's so hot in here.